Welcome to Dish Nation!
Lil Nas X is teasing new music, but has he found religion?
And it's Shawn Mendes versus Jeremy Allen White in a battle of the thirst traps.
Plus, we've got a didn't see dish coming that will blow your mind. But, Jesse, what you got up first for us?
Well, y'all, okay, Jennifer Lopez has been teasing her new album.
Okay.
This Is Me Now for a while. And the first single, Can't Get Enough, comes out tomorrow, guys.
Finally.
Yay! The teaser show her marrying multiple guys, including dance pro Derek Huff, with various wedding dresses. Check it out. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, if you didn't catch it, J-Lo's wearing her heart on her stomach.
Mm-hmm, oh.
Because she's got heart-shaped cutouts on the front of the dress. You know, it's cute. I mean, what do you guys think about this? One thing about J-Lo, she's gonna get married. She's gonna get married.
It's like she has a heart, like where her upper thigh and legs are as
yeah.
well. I noticed yeah. that first.
Yeah, she got a heart. She got a heart under her boobs and a heart below her.
What I like, at least she did have a black guy to represent Puffy, so that was good. You know, she had him there, so.
Why did he have to represent Puffy?
Because since he was the black guy she dated.
That was the one
he
guy.
Looked
that
nothing like Puffy.
Guy.
He didn't resemble him. He's the guy from Superfly.
Yeah.
It does give the, you know, the feeling of inclusion and hope for others.
Because, right.
you know, because yeah. I feel like she will get married again.
Oh, no, you think her and Affleck? No.
Wait.
I mean, if you look at the lower averages, I mean, like, you got married so many times. You made a video about getting married so many times.
Wait, you think she's going to get married after this, too?
Bonus round.
Don't
do y'all remember, though? I feel like we covered a story maybe a couple months ago about her and Derek Huff dancing, and he stepped on her wig, and the wig came off while they were dancing. Y'all remember talking about this?
Yeah.
I wonder if they were practicing for this video.
Who knows?
Okay. Makes
sense. Oh, thanks, Gary. Thank you.
Oh my God.
J-Lo's not the only one with new music. Lil Nas X is also back with a vengeance. His new single, J. Christ, comes out on Friday, and he dropped a video clip on X where he's on a cross that transforms.
Now, it also
included in the link, beginningisnear.com, which leads you to a picture of a stairway to heaven along with the song title. And if you want to go on his like IG and look at some old pics of him, you wiped it clean. Except for this post, which is a picture of him on a cross. And he said, my new single is dedicated to the man who had the greatest comeback of all time.
All right. Oh, okay.
I mean, he ain't lying. Jesus Christ, they have the greatest comeback of all time.
That's true.
But y'all, now, friend of the show, Milan Christopher, y'all, he jumped in the comments and he said, quote, the Christians is about to go bananas and not the bananas we like.
Oh, Christians don't eat bananas? I had a banana this morning.
Wasn't Dave Chappelle? I feel like Dave Chappelle in his last special, his special that just came out, was talking about the Montero video from a couple years ago. And I remember Lil Nas like clap back on X and he was like, why are you still talking about this? Me and the devil broke up 3 years ago. And now this drops.
I just think it's given like get these sales up by any means. It's just, I'm bored. Because I've seen him do this already. Like, I'm bored.
Here's the thing. Like, he's a troll. And he's a self-admitted troll.
Yeah.
And he knows how to make people angry,
and
get them talking.
People's feathers.
So go hard on one side, go hard on the other side, and, you know, dish out your trolling evilly.
Yeah. But let's get back to the bananas. What were you talking about, Jesse?
Well, I thought Christians eat bananas. I had bananas this morning with my oatmeal.
I think it's about the actual bananas. It's just like they're going to go crazy.
Said, like, not like the bananas.
Like, going bananas.
That's Christopher Milan. The banana is a reference.
Wait, not like eggplant.
He's talking about bananas. Eggplant.
Really?
But he said bananas.
Crazy, but not the good type of bananas like the eggplant.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was just an expression for
Tana.
Yeah, whatever you want to be, Tana.
All right, y'all, it's time for Battle of the Thirst Traps. That's right, and they're both Tanner's cousins today. First up, we have Shawn Mendes. He dropped this video where he's frolicking shirtless in the snow and said, you can take the boy out of Canada. Watch the video, y'all. This looked like fun.
Yeah.
It looked cold as hell.
It would be funner clothed.
No, it's funner with no clothes.
Yeah.
You like being cold?
No, but it's
this
fun.
Cold,
you got like 10 minutes max, and then you got to get back inside.
I hate being cold.
Yeah, nah, that was Drake doing that. Remember saying he's a crazy damn fool from Canada.
Well, you know, Canadians, we're known to do crazy things.
You from there, too? You from Canada,
too?
Yeah, I have a video of me from last winter in a bikini dancing in the snow.
That's
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, giving Sean a run for his money is recent Golden Globe winner Jeremy Allen White, who stars in The Bear and Iron Claw. Why? He stripped down on a rooftop to be the latest Calvin Klein model and just, like, made all of us feel bad about our bodies. Jesse and Gary, in case you were worried that there were only pics, get a hold of your loins. Ooh. Because there is a video, too.
Wait,
that's
hold on.
That's cute.
Wait a minute.
Now, that's real cute. I like that. I would love to see.
Like, why do you do this? Why do you have to go get it on the roof in your
butt? But ain't that what, like, Calvin Klein ads are kind of all about?
Not they put it right there in the mix, in the, ooh.
Then he looks at you right in the face.
Oh, my God.
But that was an eggplant. That was more like a bell pepper.
Wait, I've never looked at this man this way.
No.
And now I got to go look some more. What is
Who
this
is he again?
This is a show on Hulu called The Bear.
I know. I watched The Bear. Yeah. I've never looked at him like that.
So you going to get that bear claw now?
Hell, I'm on my way right now. Shoot. Hold on. Shoot.
My love.
Okay, all right, but who wins the battle? Who's taking here? Sean Mendez or Jeremy Allen White?
We Calvin Klein. Definitely
a thirst trap.
Yeah.
When you put the whole groin, when you just like right in front of the camera like that, come on.
Would you do that?
No.
Oh.
You gotta be grumpy to have abs like that.
Really?
Because you stay hungry.
Yep.
All right, y'all, now it's time for
Dizzy Dish coming!
That's right. Now, I'm sure y'all heard about this. Now, on Friday, an Alaska Airlines plane leaving Portland had a major mishap when what they called a door plug blew off the plane shortly after takeoff. Now, the plane made an emergency landing, and fortunately, no one was injured, but check this out. A guy named Sean Bates made a wild discovery. He shared this pic and said, found an iPhone on the side of the road. Still in airplane mode with half a battery and open to a baggage claim for Alaska Airlines. Survived a 16,000 foot drop perfectly intact. How much you want for it? All right, he didn't say that last part. And you also know that guy has to be trustworthy because most people have locks on their phone. Mm-hmm. So the fact that his phone was, like, completely unlocked means he has no secrets,
yeah.
No side chicks, nothing. Oh. Just like, yo, he's living life clean.
Period.
That's crazy.
I wonder what iPhone version that was, because if my phone fall off here, it's going to crack.
Literally, like, what is going on?
Maybe it bounced out after the part landed that it was on.
Probably, yeah.
And didn't
probably.
Just fall from that many thousand feet.
16,000 feet? Come on now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Can we just talk for just a quick second about, like, this is why you're supposed to keep your seatbelt on planes the whole time. Like, that whole freaking wall blew off.
Yeah,
but you can still have your seatbelt on and you can still fly out.
How?
Because
wasn't one of those planes, it was a plane a couple of years ago where the window flew out and the people flew out and they had their seatbelt on.
What?
Yes.
The chairs?
Yes, it was a Southwest plane.
The window flew out, but the people flew out. Didn't fly out. The chair didn't fly.
Yeah, but they had their seatbelt on, that's the point. He said, have
and
the seatbelt on.
And snatched the woman out the window.
Yeah, so it don't how high you are, you're going to still fly.
This is why Gary doesn't fly, and this is why he drives everywhere.
Thank you.
He does fly. Handicap, my man.
Let me tell him my secret.
He boards the plane first, and he gets pushed to the gate.
Well, up next, honey, Tori Hart has a new stand-up tour coming, and you ain't gonna believe, y'all, who she's going on tour with. Come right back. Ooh. Maybe town and hairspray.
She's so pretty.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey. What's up?
Right, now, R&B singer Ari Lennox recently went live to chat about her tour experience opening up for rapper Rod Wave, and she said it was the worst. Now, obviously, her and Rod have completely different fan bases, and unfortunately, his fans hated her. They heckled her, they threw water bottles during the performance, and more. Ari even said she found herself rushing through her set just to make it safely off stage. Now, here's a clip of her describing her performance.
I was on that stage, and people would have, you know, on their screens saying next, like.
Oh my God.
It's one thing to hate me, like, that's fine. Like, you hate me, but it's another thing to be like, get this off stage, or like, have your little signs, or like, assault me. Like, it's just like, what is this aggression? Like, you're that pissed?
Yeah, I saw something where somebody threw something at her. She stopped, she was like, I will. She was like, she don't play that. That is so rude. Yeah. I don't know who put these two together.
All right.
They shouldn't be on the same
thank you.
Bill.
It's one of the things
thank
where
you.
It makes sense until you realize it doesn't
no.
in real time.
Because
And I know I said he was a rapper on the way in, but he's not really a rapper. He's more of like a Malella. He like does dope boy hymns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like, that doesn't go with the Ari Lennox, who's really soulful and can really sing and takes her singing seriously.
Well, what made her go with him on stage?
I think their teams teamed them up together. Maybe they thought it would be good for both artists, but absolutely not. Ari needs to be touring with like the Summer Walkers.
Cali
like,
Ukes.
Like those girls. Like Roddy Wave, his fan base is very like emo.
It's kind of like Jay-Z, R. Kelly, best of both worlds. You thought it was going to be a perfect match until like they went on the road. You realize like, this is bad.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, Rod Wave's fans like look like they've been told no a lot.
Well, anyway, child, moving on. We all know y'all that Cat Williams does not like Mr. Kevin Hart, baby, after that interview with Shannon Sharpe. Well, baby, honey, Kevin's ex-wife, Miss Tori Hart, has responded to the drama by announcing y'all that she's going on tour with Cat. Yes. So, baby, Miss Tori posted to her IG, come see me live with my good friend Cat Williams on a Dark Matters tour. All right, honey.
I like this for her. Tori's very funny.
She is.
She's very underrated, very funny. I've had the pleasure of meeting her before. She's very sweet, very nice girl. So I look forward to it for her.
And I like the fact that she's been grinding for a long time, always doing something. So, like, you know, when the door opens for opportunity, walk through that joint.
And Kat usually takes comedians and new people on the road with them to give them a shot.
So but people trying to give a flag, though, trying to say, well, girl, you're going with the arch enemy, you're going with Kat. After, you know, Kat said the stuff about Kevin Hart or what have you. But my thing is, this girl needs to work, just like Kevin. Kevin didn't put on his tour, so she had to go where she could get on her tour and work. So
I think it's a perfect opportunity. Yeah. I think it's super smart on Kat's side, also from, like, a marketing component. Because, like, how many views did that Club Shay Shay interview get?
37.
37 million in 5 days?
Yeah.
Now you're taking Tori Hart out on tour? Come on, let's go.
I do imagine Kevin Hart's probably mad, like, how big he was mad when Faith did a song with Pac. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At this point.
Listen, I think this is great for everybody. I even saw Ricky Smiley drop a tour today. Like, everybody drop your tours. Drop your tours, get your money. Like, this is the time. Like,
there you have it.
Well, y'all, up next, Jonathan Majors declares he's found his Coretta Scott Kane, y'all. Details after the break. I'm so tired.
Oh, Coretta?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, look at God. It's only 1 week away from MLK Day, and Jonathan Majors' dream has finally come true, y'all. Mm. He finally found his Coretta Scott Kane, and this time it's a black woman. Yeah, y'all, during his exclusive interview on Good Morning America, when he described his relationship with his new boo, Megan Good, here's what he had to say, y'all.
How would you describe your relationship?
She's an angel. She's held me down like like a Coretta, you know? I'm so blessed to have her.
At this point, y'all, I'ma need Jonathan Luther King Majors to keep Coretta Scott King's name out his mouth. I'm so tired. Yeah. I'm happy that he found, you know, Megan Coretta Scott King Jr. good at this point in his life, but please leave Coretta alone. Like, it's, what is this obsession?
He needs to stop it. I'm sick of him with that mess, honey. Now, he got his Coretta, but when he had Martha White, honey, he was okay.
Well, when he was
he told her that he wanted her to be like Coretta.
He was trying to gentrify her into a Coretta.
My thing is, like, how are you dating Susan B. Anthony? And you asking Susan B. Anthony for Coretta Scott King, black Scott women's King. Energy. Let's just keep it.
He was trying to dolazole her.
Well, you guys, moving on. Once again, our baby sister, Jesse Woo Woo Woo, was back in Africa again, dirty whining, partying it up, darling. Now, Jesse, you know we were peeking at your African adventures on social media.
Yes.
But this moment right here where you got to pay homage and thank His Excellency King Okoto on Haitian Independence Day had us a little choked up. Everybody take a look.
Oh, no.
Jesse.
To watch God use my talents and to lead me here, to lead me to people like Bozoma and to people such as yourself, Your Highness. I'm so thankful to God. This is a God moment for me. I'm so thankful to God. And I'm so thankful to you, and I thank you for this, for sitting with us and to dining with us.
Your ass need to win an Oscar. This bitch was up here crying and people fixing their place. And, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm like,
okay. This moment is not a moment for everyone.
The dude who was in the orange, I think he was checking his text. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you was having a real moment.
Jesse, I couldn't help but notice you changed your name on Instagram. Did you get married? What's the deal here?
No, my name is Mausi. So in Ghana, most people are named based on the day that they were born. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, for instance, like guys who are born on Fridays, their names are Kofi. Mm-hmm. That's why you guys meet a lot of Kofis. Yeah, when you meet a Kofi, they're from Ghana. So I didn't want that name, so I was looking up names, and I was like, and I saw Mausi, and I liked the meaning. It says, her who is in the hand of God. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that I picked an Ewe name, which is a name from my tribe.
That's a regal look right there, yeah, between the Queen's God. So Jesse Boohoo, should we call you Queen Mausi now?
Yes, or Queen Mausi. I just need me a king. Now, they didn't show this, but I did ask if the king was single. But they did not confirm.
Oh, yes. I would imagine in most situations, the king usually has a queen because that's how you become the king. You gotta have like...
He probably, if not, he got a few concubines.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I would be in line. Like, I think it's a nice gig.
You would be like one of 10 concubines?
Why not?
Yeah, you want not?
I would not have to do... It's a lot of things I would...
There's a reason why they probably give you like names of days of the week because that would be your day.
Mausi. Right. Yeah. My back. Mausi and my back.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So coming up, y'all, Young Ceiling from The Color Purple says the Golden Globes didn't do right by her, but it's all good, honey. We'll explain after the break.
Oh. So she plays Young Fantasia.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now it seems like everybody from the cast of The Color Purple is getting it.
Yes.
Now Felicia Pearl and Posse, who play young Celia in the film, posted a video of what her situation was looking like on the night of the Golden Globes. And it definitely wasn't giving glamour. Check it out.
Oh, right. I wasn't invited. But I'm wearing my purple to cheer on my Color Purple fam. Go Fantasia and Danielle. And don't worry, I'll be a nominee in a few years.
She needs some training to hush up. You don't go out to high about, I wasn't invited, now you're making a big thing about it. If these other people weren't invited out there, why are you high about you wasn't invited? Just watch the show like everybody else.
Yeah, and Taraji can make a big deal because she's been in the industry for a very long time.
Well, you know what? I think they just need to wrap this press run up.
It was supposed to like give people hope and uplift them, but it just made people feel mighty bad.
Yeah.
I'm feeling real down.
And hopefully next year we get put in a position like where Dish Nation gets invited to like something.
Yeah, we don't be getting invited to the Golden Globe.
Yeah, because we got like a little pretty set and stuff like now. Like, man, like, you know, we going to turn out.
If we get invited to the Golden Globes, who all should get an invite?
Everybody whose globes are golden.
What that mean?
I have Golden Globes.
That's right, honey, so you see we know who's there.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.